Army Doctrine Audiobook of ADP 1. The Army. July 2019. Distribution restriction. Approved for public release. Distribution is unlimited. This publication supersedes ADP 1, dated 17 September 2012. Headquarters, Department of the Army. Army Doctrine Audiobook of ADP 1. You are listening to the Army Doctrine Audiobook of ADP 1, The Army. This audiobook provides users with an alternate format for accessing the publication. It is abridged to meet the requirements of the audiobook format while maintaining doctrinal integrity with other publications available at the Army Publishing Directorate. Listeners are encouraged to refer to the print version of this publication for graphics, charts, and tables not included in the audiobook format. The print version of this publication is available at the Army Publishing Directorate website, https://armypubs.army.mil/, and the Central Army Registry website, https://atiam.train.army.mil/catalog/dashboard. Forward. ADP 1 and ADP 30 Operations are the two Army capstone doctrinal manuals that serve as the foundation of our professional body of knowledge. It explains our Army's historical significance in the formation and preservation of our nation, and its role today and in the future as a member of the joint force to guarantee the nation's strength and independence. At the heart of this doctrine is the professional soldier, our true asymmetric advantage and most valued asset. Today's soldiers are the legacy of the millions of soldiers who came before them. They each freely volunteer to serve a higher purpose, an ideal greater than themselves. Soldiers continually demonstrate their character, commitment, and competence to protect our nation under demanding and complex conditions. The oath they freely take to the Constitution of the United States is our soldiers' sacred bond to maintain the confidence of the American people as trusted professionals in the world's premier land force. The Army's unique role as part of the joint force is to shape operational environments, prevent conflicts, conduct large-scale ground combat operations, and consolidate gains to achieve enduring national objectives. Only the Army is capable of mounting sustained large-scale ground combat operations. The total Army, comprised of the regular Army, Army National Guard, and Army Reserve, provides the nation with a land force unequaled in skill, adaptability, professionalism, and power. In today's volatile operational environment, our Army must remain ready to answer the nation's call anywhere and anytime, with little or no notice. Because of this, readiness for large-scale ground combat is our first priority. While we continue to develop future capabilities and care for families, we take best care of our soldiers when we maintain our solemn commitment to never send soldiers into harm's way unless they are fully trained, properly equipped, and most importantly, properly led. This is our moral imperative and what the American people trust us to do. The fundamental role of the American soldier today is the same as it was over 244 years ago, to win. That is the challenge our Army must always be ready to meet, today and tomorrow. Signed, Mark A. Miley, General, United States Army, Chief of Staff.